This is a short described audio introduction to the Faye and Fluffy's Storytime event taking place in the Tickle Trunk tent on the west end of the lawn on Sunday, May 21st. The Tickle Trunk is a large rectangular tent with white vinyl sides that open up. It is full of fun costumes for kids to dress up in and play with. Some examples of the costumes are a green dinosaur suit, a sorcerer's cap with a moon and stars sewn on, wigs, and superhero capes. You will find volunteers and staff at the tent that are available to help. They can be identified through their bluish-purple t-shirts. Storytime will focus on books, songs, and include lots of laughs. Faye and Fluffy will stand at one side of the tent, and kids and also adults will gather around them to listen. If there are images in the books they will read, Faye and Fluffy plan to describe them. Next, you'll hear a general description of their look, following by what they'll be wearing on Sunday, May 21st. Faye and Fluffy are drag performers. Some drag performers call themselves drag queens or drag kings. A drag performer is a person who enjoys dressing up and entertaining people, sometimes by dancing, singing, or lip-syncing songs, or in the case of Faye and Fluffy, reading stories. Being a drag performer means you love to dress up in clothing that expresses how you feel. Faye and Fluffy like to feel happy, beautiful, and sometimes even silly. Some drag performers love to wear makeup, long eyelashes, and lipstick. Others might glue fake beard or mustaches on. And some do both. They especially love to use glitter so they can sparkle. Faye and Fluffy like to dress in all sorts of bright, sparkly, and fun costumes. Sometimes they wear big wigs that are much bigger than their regular hair. Faye always wears silky-feeling gloves, and Fluffy has a bracelet made out of little rubber ducks that they love. Here are some visual descriptions of Faye and Fluffy that they have helped to write. Faye is a queer white person who is 180 centimeters or 5 foot 9 inches tall. She is 50 years old and describes her body size as big. Faye wears a large wig with curly orange shoulder-length hair. She wears lots of makeup. Her eyelids and eyebrows are covered with sparkly pink and white eyeshadow outlined with black lines. She has large eyebrows drawn onto her forehead. This makeup style is done by many, many drag performers. Faye has a thick beard and mustache, which is half brown and half gray hair. She wears pink lipstick. She wears a light blue dress, which has ruffles for straps and a ruffly neckline. It goes down to her knees, where a thick, frilly pink underskirt called a crinoline peeks out. She wears purple leggings with colorful ice cream cones and white and black lace-up shoes. Fluffy, last name Soufflé, is a non-binary drag performer. Non-binary doesn't have any particular look to it, so you can't just tell by looking at them what they identify as. For Fluffy, non-binary means they have the freedom in how they want to dress and present themselves to people. Fluffy is white, 173 centimeters tall or 5 foot 8 inches, with a beautiful round chubby body. They are adult-aged, but their fashion style is toddler-aged, with lots of colors and patterns. Fluffy wears a big, blonde, straight-haired shoulder-length wig. They wear lots of eye makeup, including long eyelashes. They have a few shiny gems stuck on their face. They wear a white t-shirt with a red trim on the collar and sleeves. And on the front, it says, "More Love" in orange and red letters. They have on a bright orange above-the-knee skirt with large pink bows printed on it. They also wear a white crinoline underskirt that fluffs their skirt out very wide. Their legs are bare, and on their calves you can see portrait tattoos of Faye and Fluffy on each shin. They have lots of colorful tattoos on their arms, hands, and legs. They are wearing neon yellow leg warmers and orange Crocs that say carrot on the side. You will find that Faye and Fluffy Storytime is for everyone, and especially families with LGBTQ2S+ parents and gender-creative children. Be sure to visit the Faye and Fluffy table at the Tactile Station for a hands-on introduction to some of their worlds. Also, be sure to check out the audio file describing the Council Fire Teepee activity, another about the Lemon Bucket Orchestra, and the Junior Festival overview, all available at the Harborfront Center's website, harborfrontcenter.com/series/junior. The audio description team for this year's festival is from Superior Description Services and features the writing and voice of Rebecca Singh with script consultation and tactile station design by Carrie Kijewski.